And now, the AM 1710 Time Machine with host Cameron Palmer.
The time machine stops in 1949. What were things like on the coast side back then? Well, checking the archives of the Half Moon Bay Review, Caterpillar Army hits coast side. An army of caterpillars is attacking vegetables and flower crops from Colma to Half Moon Bay and other San Mateo areas as well. They are doing extensive damage by feeding on the leaves of artichokes, carrots, potatoes, beans, and all flowers. Large numbers of caterpillars are swarming over sidewalks and up the walls of houses. They vary in length from a half inch to 1.5 inches long. And a new truck for the fire department. Last week, the Half Moon Bay Fire Department took delivery on a new Ford pickup truck. This new piece of equipment had the two-way radio installed. The public is invited to stop by the fire department at any time to inspect the new equipment. And the IDES feed 10,000 people in 2 days at a barbecue. The Pentecostal Shamarita Celebration, with its colors flying high, drew an estimated 15,000 people to Half Moon Bay on this Sunday in 1949 to join in the fun with the parade and the auction and dances and barbecue. Warm weather was credited for drawing many people to the coast side on this weekend.
And now for a little history in the making from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. For those of you whom I've shared these 5 weeks' writings with, they are for Cameron's Time Machine piece on the local radio show that I host at KHMB, where listeners are taken back to a particular year with factoids of what was going on locally and worldwide. Then it gets a bit of current news from my restaurant, Cameron's Pub. The later's what I write. Thought I'd run out of topics during the COVID days, but things do pop up. Happy Groundhog Day to all of you, and expect 6 more weeks. That's what it said on TV, anyway. In the 28-plus years of having Cameron's Pub and restaurant, I admit I've never had this much downtime. It took a while to relax and get used to some of the closed days and shorter hours. Old habits are hard to change, and I did a lot of fidgeting at first. Must be what moms feel like when the last child goes off to school. At first, I was caught up on the maintenance jobs, deep cleaning, new flooring, light bulb changing, repainting, every project I could think of. These projects gave way to constantly changing our mode of operation depending on what tier we were in. Tables got moved outside. Outside areas got set up. Tents went up. A big one went down during the first big windstorm. One day I looked around and we were as organized as possible in this ever-changing world. Like many of you, for almost a year, our houses have never been so in order. And that's when I began experimenting with, guess what, new food items. Never being sure if they make the menu, but I had to try them out. Our little morning bubble of family and friends were willing guinea pigs, and they had some gourmet things to try. I found new ways to use the puff pastry, which I always have stocked for the homemade pastries. I won't divulge the recipe in case they will be later debuted at the pub. We'll never know until it happens. Let's just say the guinea pigs were very happy. I know I'm not the only one experimenting in the kitchen. At one point, our grocery stores ran out of yeast with so many folks trying their baking hands the old-fashioned way. Weird times call for improvisation. So keep calm and cook on. 1949. After many years of misery, depression, and World War II, post-war prosperity is starting to get underway, with companies now able to supply the cars, televisions, and other goods demanded in our consumer society. The cars are getting bigger, and the TVs are getting bigger. Some 6.2 million new cars were sold in the United States, and nearly 10 million televisions are in American homes. Here's a new type of TV program appearing that we call soap operas. The name comes from the fact that the soap manufacturer sponsored the shows to catch the stay-at-home mom with advertising. China becomes a communist country, and Russia has a nuclear bomb, which increases the tensions between the East and West. It's being called the Cold War. How much do things cost in 1949? Inflation is under 1%, and the cost of a new house is $7,450. The minimum hourly wage is 70 cents per hour, and you can buy a pound of bacon for 50 cents, or a gallon of gas for 19 cents. In popular music, this song was so popular that it was recorded by 4 major artists. One radio favorite was Faraway Places by Perry Como.
Faraway places with strange sounding names, far away over the sea. Those faraway places with the strange sounding names are calling, calling me. Going to China, or maybe Siam. I want to see for myself those faraway places I've been reading about in a book that I took from a shelf. I start getting restless whenever I hear the whistle of a train. I pray for the day I can get underway and look for those castles in Spain. They call me a dreamer. Well, maybe I am. But I know that I'm burning to see those faraway places with the strange sounding names calling, calling.
This 10 hit is considered a novelty record, but here's a fun fact. The vocal is by Merv Griffin. Yes, the same Merv Griffin that graduated from San Mateo High School. He so affects his voice, you would never know it was him. Here's Freddie Martin and Orchestra, along with Merv Griffin, with I've Got a Lovely Bunch of Coconuts.
Down at an English fair, one evening I was there, when I heard a showman shouting underneath the flare, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, there they are standing in a row, big ones, small ones, some as big as your head, give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said, I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts, every ball you throw will make me rich. There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch.
Roly bell, a ball, roly bell, a ball, singing roly bell, a ball, a penny, a pitch. Thank you.
watch your coconuts.
They're lovely.
There they are, standing in a row.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head.
And bigger.
Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said.
Now that I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts,
la-da-da-da-da,
every ball you throw will make me rich.
Have a banana.
There stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch. All together now.
Sing roll a ball a ball a penny a pitch.
Harmony.
Sing roll a ball a penny a pitch.
Roly poly ball.
Roll a ball a ball.
Singing roly poly ball a penny a pitch. Ball a penny a pitch.
Hope you have enjoyed our time on the Time Machine flashback to 1949. Where do we stop next week? Take a seat in the KHNB Time Machine and find out. Until then, this is Cameron Palmer. Thanks for listening.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping.